GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Gee, ahead of what will be the Veteran and Family Open House at Tokas, we got the pleasure of welcoming Alicia Collins. She's in Augusta, and she's dialing in on the PDQ Door telephone line, right on line three, if you want to welcome Alicia back to the, or to the program, I should say.
Alicia, it's nice to greet you and meet you here this morning. The veterans and their families coming to the VA open house at Tokas tomorrow, right?
That's correct. So we're going to be here tomorrow, Saturday, December 14th, from 9 a.m. to noon. And we're welcoming all of our veterans and their families, as well as active duty military. We know that we have active duty in our area. They'll be looking to retire in the near future and may want to scope us out and see what we have to offer.
We were looking at this and thinking, this is a wonderful opportunity. Sometimes we have friends, we have family that go to Tokas. But we don't know. We just say, okay, I'm going to Tokas. I'm going to my appointment there. And they don't know what it is. They don't know exactly the services they receive there. This is an opportunity for the family to come with the veteran. And so she or he may show them exactly what this facility offers.
Absolutely. So we're a big campus here, our main campus here in Augusta, which we call Tokas. We're huge. We're 500 acres. It can be really daunting for people saying, oh my goodness, I don't know where to go. I don't even know where to park. I have no idea how to get to that building. So our event tomorrow is actually all about touring the facility. We're going to have tour guides available, people who work here at Tokas. Some of them are veterans themselves, taking small groups throughout the entire facility, traveling along our VA Main Street, which is our main corridor that connects all of our buildings together, sharing pieces of our history. We were the nation's first VA in 1866. So they're going to get pieces of history. They're going to be able to see and talk to many of our clinical staff from various areas and really see what we have to offer.
Veterans are just like everybody else. They you know, get the normal diseases and infirmities that we all come up with. But some veterans have problems connected to, of course, their service to the country. So the VA hospital is a very big cog in the medical system, right?
We are. So we service veterans throughout the entire state of Maine. We have our main campus here in Augusta, and then we have CBOC. So those are community-based outpatient clinics. So we service people all the way from Fort Kent down to Portland and all in between. So we've got areas for veterans to visit our services throughout the entire state. And we focus on a lot of things, you know, that maybe our community partners can't. We have health benefits advisors that can help our veterans find out exactly what they qualify for. We provide for veterans transportation services. We provide information on vocational rehab. We have suicide prevention and telehealth. We have so many services that we offer here that it's just super exciting for veterans and their families. And again, we want them to come in, see what we have to offer, and talk to our staff.
The event is tomorrow starting at 9 a.m., the VA Maine Veteran and Family Open House at the Tokas VA Medical Center. For those that don't know the address, Alicia, the address is?
The address is 1 VA Center, Augusta. So if you type that into Google or whatnot, you'll be able to find us. We're sort of in between Chelsea and Augusta, off of Route 17 if you're coming that way through Augusta.
Okay. I can imagine that a spouse would be willing to come. But if I'm the kid,
absolutely.
If I'm the kid, I'm thinking, I don't really want to come. What do you say to the families that have kids?
So we are open to all families and children tomorrow. So we have some exciting activities for our kids. We've got Santa Claus. We've got face painting, coloring activities. We're going to be able to decorate some cookies. We're going to have some things for the kids as well to entertain them along with their parents. And then we're encouraging those families to take their children with them throughout the tour, see the different pieces. We have a beautiful theater that's been here as part of the original buildings here at Tokas, and we're going to have a slideshow in that theater about our history, sharing some interesting things. We're going to have refreshments and snacks. We're going to have music. Our chaplain service is putting on a musical cantata complete with pieces of an orchestra. So we're going to have a little something for everybody.
People who are in the service who have never taken too much advantage of the VA services, if they wanted to come to Tokas and get an appointment in your medical facility, how would they do it?
So basically what we need them to do is sort of figure out what their benefits are first. So we have health benefits advisors along with the Veterans Benefits Administration here and many veteran service centers. So we have the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the Disabled American Veterans, Maine Bureau of Veteran Services, and the Paralyzed Veterans of America here as well. So they can seek out any of those services to find out what they qualify for and how they would get enrolled in a program. So tomorrow is a great way to meet with some of those folks, find out if they've never been here, never enrolled, what they'd be eligible for, and that way we can get them connected with a primary care provider and get them into our system. So again, we really want folks to come out and see us and really meet with our clinical staff. We have a highly engaged group of employees that provide exceptional care to our veterans that we serve, and our mission is really to partner with veterans and provide exceptional health care for body, mind, and spirit.
Alicia Collins on the phone here with us with the VA Maine Healthcare System and the Maine Veteran Family Open House at the Togus VA Medical Center tomorrow morning starting at 9 a.m. It is the most wonderful time of the year, but for some it's not. And you mentioned veteran services, and we know we wanted to talk about the crisis line that's there, that if this time of year or any time of year, Alicia, a veteran needed to reach out and have, I guess, what's called coaching, they should call, and they should not be too proud to call.
Absolutely. So everyone experiences emotional and mental health issues and crises, all of us, whether we're veterans or not. However, our veterans certainly can have, you know, heightened responses because of their military service. So when emotional issues arise to a crisis point, it's time for veterans to call our crisis line. It's available 24/7, 365 days a year. And the number that they can call is 1-800-273-8255, and then press number 1. So again, that's the Veterans Crisis Line, 1-800-273-8255, and press 1. And additionally, if there are family members or friends of veterans who are really, you know, seeing veterans who are struggling, needing some help with how to encourage those veterans, or just needing some help themselves about how to be a resource to their veterans, we have a program called Coaching Into Care. It's a supportive tool for family members and friends of veterans, and so they can actually speak to somebody. It's a free national telephone service provided by the VA that provides education, support, and serves to empower family members and friends who are seeking care for veterans in their lives. And so this one, again, is a free 1-800 number. It's 1-888-823-7458. Again, that's the Coaching Into Care. This is for family members and friends of veterans. 1-888-823-7458.
I know you, not you personally, but the National VA produces the Veterans Health Benefits Handbook. It's a pretty good thing for veterans to go through, even if they're not taking advantage of your services right now.
Absolutely. And those are things, I'm not sure if we're going to have the booklets on hand to tell you the truth for tomorrow, but our health benefits advisors have access to them. There's actually an electronic copy online too. So I know as we're going more and more digital, we do have electronic copies available for all of that online through our website, as well as nationally. If you just go on and Google, you know, VA Maine, you'll find lots of information out there. And again, there are so many resources to get connected into care. But one of the best ways is to come see us in person, ask questions, and speak to us. So we're here tomorrow to support all of our veterans and their families, have a little bit of fun, and you know, lighten up the holiday spirit and get us ready for the rest of our holiday shopping after.
Someone sent us a note, and they said that in the past, this is funny, and please take this as a compliment, Alicia, okay? In the past, they've called the VA, and they've gotten a phone tree, a phone system, and they've had difficulty navigating it. And someone wants to know, could we pay Alicia and have her answer the phone because she is bright and engaging? You can accept that as a compliment. Take that with you for the rest of the day.
Well, thank you. So I think a lot of our staff are highly engaged and really motivated. When you meet our tour guides tomorrow, I think these veterans and their families are going to be really excited. We've got some really vibrant folks here, excited to meet up with our veterans and really share our experience. Many of our tour guides for tomorrow have years worth of experience here at the VA. One of our tour guides I was talking to has been here for 33 years. So how exciting to have these types of people here. A lot of them, again, are veterans themselves. So hearing it from their perspective as a veteran and an employee, it's just going to be so exciting.
It probably goes without saying, but I'll mention it anyway. In recent years, more and more women have served in the military. We haven't mentioned that yet, but we're talking about veterans of both genders, right?
Absolutely. So we actually have a women's clinic. So we have a clinic that specializes in care for women, and that's located in our building 205 here, one of our main buildings on campus. And it's a beautifully redone, brand new clinic. And that's exactly what they focus on, is care of our women veterans all the way through all of the stages of their lives and all of the support that, you know, women need some different services. So we provide all of those here. But yes, we are speaking out male veterans, female veterans. We also have a lot of support for gay, lesbian, transgender veterans as well. We are open to all of our veterans, regardless of any sort of gender or identity.
More of an opportunity to learn even more about all of what the VA offers at the VA Maine Veterans and Family Open House at Togas VA Medical Center. Chelsea, tomorrow, Saturday morning, yeah, starting at 9 a.m. You got some pretty good pull to get Santa Claus to be there. He's pretty busy this time of year, but you got him to come to this event. I don't know how you did that, Alicia.
We have special connections. You know, everybody loves a veteran. So Santa is here. He's excited. And he's going to be helping, I think, to decorate some cookies with the kids. So, again, come out and join us. And we actually have our store on campus that will be open as well. So if you're looking for, you know, a chance to do a little holiday shopping, come take a tour, see our store, have some snacks, and ask some questions. Get connected with our care.
Nationwide, there have been some problems, but to be honest with you, Togas has been one of the bright spots in the country. That sounds like we're just blowing our own horn here, but this is not Phoenix. This is Togas. And Togas has been one of those hospitals and facilities that's always been pretty much, I would say, gold standard.
We would definitely like to say that, yes, we feel like we provide outstanding care. We have veterans who are constantly giving us wonderful feedback about the care that they receive here, spreading the word to their friends and family members. Again, I think, you know, having our employees, you know, speak to it too. Many of our employees are veterans too. So, you know, if you're a veteran and you really care about the VA and you choose to work here, that goes even more towards saying that, you know, you trust in our care. We actually have a confidence in trust score, and it says that our veterans trust in our care and ability, 91.7%. So over 90% of our veterans here at VA Maine say that they, you know, love, trust, and engage in our care, and find us to be just outstanding care partners. And I do want to say too, we really care for the entire veteran. One of our programs that we're really working on initiating right now is part of a national standard, but we're doing whole health. And whole health really is an approach to healthcare that empowers and equips our veterans to take charge of their health care and well-being and live their life to their fullest. It really focuses on wellness. This isn't an illness model. This is a wellness model. This is helping people to engage their mind, their body, personal development, how to handle, you know, working through issues with your families and coworkers and friends, and how to really, you know, tap into your mind and body and just find wellness and fullness and really find out what matters to our veterans. If, you know, as general folks, if we can tap into what matters to us, what a difference we can make in the daily lives of not only ourselves, but others. So whole health is going to be represented tomorrow along with My Healthy Vet, different ways for us to connect with each other and ourselves and really learn how to just make the most out of our wellness and our time here. So we have so many exciting programs, and we really do have a wonderful group of veterans who already get their care here, who, again, as you say, you know, are really proud and excited to be here.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.